prices for the weekend and the coming work week. We continue to ask customers to reduce demand as a concerted collective effort can help to avoid or reduce the level of load shedding.
Now, the presidency has denied that President Cyril Ramaphosa was misled by the ESCOM leadership when he told the nation that load shedding will be suspended until later this month. In December, Ramaphosa cut short his official trip to Egypt after ESCOM implemented Stage 6 rolling power cuts due to several unforeseen factors, including wet conditions and alleged sabotage. Multiple U.S. officials and the prime ministers of Canada and the U.K. now all say the Ukrainian airplane that crashed on Wednesday was shot down by Iran. American military and intelligence officers have been analyzing satellite and radar data, which they say shows two surface-to-air missiles striking the plane. All 176 people on the plane were killed. Many of them were Canadian passport holders. Canada's prime minister, Justin Trudeau, has promised that his government won't rest until it has all the answers.
Canada is working with its allies to ensure that a thorough and credible investigation is conducted to determine the causes of this fatal crash. Canadians have questions and they deserve answers.
And finally, Brazil's highest court has rejected a lower court's decision to remove from Netflix a comedy depicting Jesus Christ in a gay relationship. The head of the Supreme Federal Court sided with the streaming platform's appeal against a temporary injunction banning the movie. It denied that the idea that the movie was insulting to Christians. The film, entitled The First Temptation of Christ by the Brazilian production company, depicts Jesus returning home with his boyfriend Orlando after 40 days in the desert as Mary and Joseph plan a surprise party for Jesus' 30th birthday. The comedy is still available on Netflix.
What?
Yes.
Do you think it's right that we make such?
If it's satire, it's okay, I think. If it's not, if it's a proper movie, but I think this is satire.
No comment from me. Thank you very much. I will.
You better not comment.
I will sit this one out.
Please. Gold is trading at $1,547.07 an ounce. The dollar is at 14 rands 23 cents, 15 rands 81 cents to the euro, and 18.60 to the pound. A partly cloudy day in store for Gauteng today with showers and thunder showers. A low of 17 degrees, peaking at around 26 degrees in Johannesburg. Top trends on Twitter this morning: Guam Mamkize, Luther Vandross, Stage 1, Johannesburg Weather, and Fetch Your Body 2020. Top story on the UJFM News Desk: more mixed messages from the ANC